line with other SRO. You can imagine if we were in Israel, it would be very good to have because it's high end our sound, or this below our sound, it would be absurd to make any kind of introduction. And things are not quite the same. But please be aware that I feel a little bit uncomfortable to make an introduction. But at the urging of the boy who makes our message to the Koilo, it felt it was necessary. Begin with the Ashokei after the remaining Koilo. That he was Mazakeh, based Medrash Kavoah, and thus all America. With the Magia, the Rodhain Gesund, the Mayor Eshi Shana, that we have the privilege of such a Magid and such a Dajjan for us. Second, Ashokei apologizes to the Magia himself that he agreed to take off from a very short, precious, and needed vacation to address us with a few words this evening. Finally, Ashokei, that Deb Walmart, who initiated both the vacation and the program. Parashat Tetzave, three questions. Yodua, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in Parashat Tetzave. The first to comment on this is the tour, and he says it's because Moshe said, Yimayim, Acheni, Yomi, Sifrecha, and a Klola of a Zayim, even Al Sinai, had some kind of a kiyum, and it was a sign of the Parshas Tetzave. And he's going, of course, added, the Parshas Tetzave is where generally Zayin Ora occurs, and that's the York site of Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu passed on. That's the first question. When he has right, did he want to suggest a possible further answer? The end of the parasha, we find the description of the Mizreah Hagov. Hagov or Makli, Mizreah Hagov, the long book of the parasha Suma. Why do we find the Mizreah Hagov in parasha Sava after the Mizreah Kahuna and after the Mizreah? We can add our own third question. If someone will find it for me, I will appreciate it, but I haven't found it anywhere. This is the world asks, how come Moshe is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzave? Aaron HaKohen is not mentioned in Parshas Truma. Aaron HaKohen is mentioned in Shmos Ve'era Bo B'Shalach Yisro Mishpatim Tetzave Kisisa, not in Vayakla, which are the Kikah Truma, and in Pekudei is mentioned. So for some reason, Aaron HaKohen is left out of Truma, and that also requires an interpretation. And I would possibly suggest that the reason why Aaron is not mentioned in Parshas Truma because Parshas Truma is Moshe's Sedra. Vayakel Moshe es HaMishkan. The Mishkan was Mishkus Moshe. And the reason why Moshe, therefore, is not mentioned in Parshas Tetzave is because Tetzave is Aaron's Sedra, beginning with the menorah, with the lighting of the menorah, which is a very, very special segula of the kuna, as is clear in the beginning of Halosfa and the Rashi and Rabban there, and continuing with the big day kuna, and going on to the Niluyim, initiation of Aaron HaKohen, and finally you have the Zeach HaZov, and the Zeach and the Zeach HaZov is the Keset Kuna. The Keset Kuna is the Zeach HaZov, and therefore it's right in place exactly where it belongs. Two leaders, a Moshe and an Aaron, twin Zedrus and three leaders. What is the Moshe and what is the Aaron? I'm sure they'll innumerable interpretations and thoughts. And just to share one with you, Moshe was the mani of the cloud, and Aaron was the mani of the cloud. Moshe was the mani of the cloud, and after all of his choices, Olim Chavero, as no one in the Bia ever had or did, and after all the Anaviko Adam, the mani of the cloud has often been required to be tough. Diego, the Maradli, Agasfera, and others. And therefore, not everybody was happy with Moshe Rabbeinu. Not everybody was satisfied, as it's clear from Chazal. On the other hand, Aaron HaKohen was the manik of the tribe. While Yirach and Menon Yirach, Oleh Shom, Roleh Shom, Oleh Zabius, Lekorban, Atera, making peace, and Yishu Yishom, and Oleh Maro Chadero, that was Aaron HaKohen. And Chazal tells everybody in the Via was happy and pleased with Aaron HaKohen. Parenthetically, you used to like to say that we in America, with the renewal of Jewish life after the Muhammad, were also Zeichet to a Tumanigim, a Moshe and a Nar. The Aaron was Hagoyim, the Aaron Kutler, Zeichet Zadik, part of the Rokha. And the Moshe, was Hagoyim, Moshe Weishen, Zeichet Zadik, part of the Rokha. We also have an Aaron and Moshe. And in this case, the Aaron was tough. And the Moshe was the one who was Makubal Alakol. So we were Zoyka to the Aaron and Moshe. It's only the Aaron was the Moshe and the Moshe was the Aaron. Rabbi, as you know, Klal Yisrael has always had and continues to have many manhigim. And most manhigim have many ohadim, many friends, many admirers, many associates, a klal that's with them. And there is the one who doesn't have simultaneously misnagdim, those who are critical, those who object, often vocally and vociferously in their objections and their criticism and their chalukah, in their being highlighted. Then there are yuchiyim who are zoicha their makubal al akoil. We mentioned Hagoyim der Moshe Feinstein Zasal. The Prophet Chaim Zasal was in that category. Of all the gdolim of the previous generation, he was probably very miyuchad in that respect, that he was accepted by the Misnagdim and the Hasidim, by the Sfardim and Ashkenazim, and even the Havel by the Goyim. He was praised and admired. We're privileged to a man here in America, more than our going to Matazio Chaim Solomon, who is Mekubal al Hakol. To the best of my knowledge, there is no segment of the American scene that is in any way, rejects his leadership and what it is that he has to say. Whatever on my side, or on Matazio Chaim Solomon.
Before we continue, I ask all our money to please come forward. It would be helpful for others who are not Rabbani who don't find a place to sit otherwise.
And this of the such a glorious glory of the life of my mankind. Comparisons are a little bit exaggerated. I'm always reminded of Isa once heard, the tourist came into Meir Shalim, and he wasn't very careful, a tourist. He came to Meir Shalim, and I from the Sisi Shalim, a kinder, went up to this tourist and he said, Atori, a far kipasha. Where is your kipa? So the tourist, not wanting to be fazed, he said, Kipat HaShamayim Hua Kipah Sheli. No. Take it out. He's lying a kid. He can't have your voice. He looked up and he said, Azak Kvisa Kapu. Azak Kven Kaila Kapu. I think that describes the kind of thoughts that you have. A voice act. Some moilatika, covet, and kabalika simcha. Be able to meet this evening. Lo la poverta, perhaps Zaman, we can use the occasion to shine, come closer to the Boyish Boy. And this oil, I think the first time that I came to Los Angeles is probably something like 18 years ago. I was still must be at Gates at that time. The trail of the sailor made a convention. They asked me to come over. And I saw Los Angeles 18 years ago. And for Baruch Hashem, there were Moses already at that time. There was a Kayo, Moses Fuchinuch. There was an awareness of Yiddishkeit. There was an interest to grow, to shine. But it was all in a small way. The Kayo was on top of the grocery store somewhere. It was fine. And Baruch Hashem, 18 years later, on seeing how the town has grown, how the Moses are further expanded. Even looking at the title itself, it is beautiful based on Elvish. To recognize and see in that the city has accepted the place of Torah, the importance of Torah, the promise that Torah expects and demands, to see an expansion or the extension, because that's how I look at it, as a trail out in Pico, both Graydon, the line of Rubenstark, with his band of strong young men, eager to learn and eager to teach, and accepted by the Olam, that this is what we need. This is on what our life depends. This is on what our future depends. And equally, I would say in the Hasidic Olam, Kayla, Moses, Hino, Cheder, girls' school, everything is expanding. And I come here and I look around and I say to myself,
Ein wahrer Nerz macht ihr für mich. If all of you here this evening would appreciate how clear it is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is with you, how clear it is that the Ribbono Shel Olam cares for you, how obvious without special protection, without special interest, the Ribbono Shel Olam would have his own Ashgacha Pratis of this city. Nothing could have happened here. And this is what I want to speak about tonight in the short time that we have. To be more aware of Hashem's work in our lives. In our lives at home, in our lives in the city, yes, and in the world at large. Why don't we see the Ribbono Shel Olam? When he so clearly directs all his attention only on Klal Yisrael, and mainly on the survival of his people. The parshias in which we are at this moment in the year speak a lot about the Mishkan, Tumah, Tzavah, Tzisra, Yaakov, Kudah. So many times the Torah repeats the Lechas HaMishkan. And that shows us, as the Ramban, to what extent it's important to learn the lessons of the Mishkan. And it seems to me that when it's taught, it's not taught in a way that is relevant today. If the Lechus HaMishkan is a Chelik of Torah, if the Lechus HaMishkan is not just a Chelik, a part of the Torah, but it's a part of the Torah that the Torah stresses, and the Torah feels it important to repeat and repeat, and the Ramban says, when the Torah is sparing of words and letters when it comes to teaching halacha, when the Torah expands and extends and repeats and repeats, there must be a special message. And the main message is how important must be the Lechus HaMishkan, not just to know that it happens, but the doilis for all generations. And the Ramban compares that to the well-known Chazal, Yofos Yichosin Shel Avdei Ovos, Yosef Yitrihosin Shel Bonim, and Eliezer Eben Avraham, went to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak. The story is told in great detail and repeated over the words that Eliezer spoke over to Laman. The Chazal said that there are so many lessons to learn from there. And the Torah was usually sparing in its words and letters, went loose to repeat over Sichosam, the first ordinary speech of Abdi Hobbes, culture case as the Ramban. And the Torah repeats over and over the Mishnah, how important it must be. I want to speak just about one aspect. Vosili Mikdosh, Vashokhanti Vasay. The Torah says that the purpose of Mishkan is to be a place for Hashem to rest, for a place for Hashem to dwell, for also the Mikdash, the Mishkan of the first place which the Rebbeinu Shlomo designated and his dwelling place. And at the same time, that's at the beginning of Parshas Truma. In Parshas Pekudei, the Mishkan is described as Mishkan Ha'edus. The Mishkan that gave testimony. And Chazal already explained. Mishkan Ha'edus. Because the Mishkan was an Edus, was a witness. Eidus li Yisroel shashkina shoyre be Yisroel. Because the Mishkan gives testimony that Hashem is Borach, the Shkina rests in Klaus. I want to explain this concept. What does it mean, Shkina? Shkina shoyre be Yisroel. The Beis HaLegim and Mavit, Shara Tfila, explains. Shechina, Hashem is Borach, dwells in a place. We know the Lord called all as Kavaita. There's no such thing as saying Hashem is Borach in one place more than another. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is Mekoymoi Shel Oilam Ein Oilam Mekoymoi. There's Asar Borim Minei. There's no place which is empty, which is the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself in prayer. Roy Chol Ha'aretz Kavaita. There's no space. There's no vacuum. Everything is filled by Hashem. So what do we mean when we say Hashem dwells in a certain place? So the Beis HaLegim says, many Efoshim, each one explains it in their own style. He says, Inyan zehu ashkochosoi yizborach. Ashkochosoi yizborach means Hashem is borach supervision. Ashkochosoi yizborach means a place where you can see how much Hashem is borach is interested, how much Hashem is borach cares. A marziach is someone who watches with a certain interest. Depends what is a Mashkiach of the Shvetsa. Mashkiach is a Bush Shop. So he's interested in the Kashas. And he has to watch with only that interest in mind. And he has to feel responsible and he has to care. That's why he calls him Mashkiach. So the Mashkiach in Yeshiva, I'll tell you what he's supposed to be. I don't know what he is. But Mashgiach and Yeshiva are the same thing. He has to supervise, he has to watch with an interest in every time. He has to care for every time. He has to feel responsible for every time. That's what Hashkocha is. You don't always see that. Or Hashem is Borach. We know that. That's a Buddha. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is Mashgiach. And God reports every individual in Klal Yisroel, he cares. Every individual in Klal Yisroel, he looks up. Every individual in Klal Yisroel, he cares. He has an interest in that individual, in every detail of his life. But we don't always see it. Shechina is when we see it. Sometimes, to make it easier for us and to bring us closer to Him, the Rebbeinu Shlomo makes it obvious how much He cares, how much He is interested in us, how much He protects, to what extent He's the only Koyach, the only force in creation to which we have to be looking towards for His protection, for His care. That's what we call Shechina. That place where the Rebbeinu Shlomo demonstrates that. Shechina is where the Hashgacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam is made up. And from the places where the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses to demonstrate and to show to what extent only He is the one who directs everything in creation for the sake of and of each individual in God's soul. From there we see, from there we get a chizuk. From there we refer back and say, Roy Kolo is Kolo. You see here to what extent the voice of Roy Kolo is Kolo. It's not a conclusion. The Mishkan is the eye to which Klal Yisrael could see that the Roy Kolo is Kolo. Eidus u Yisrael kashkina shoyla b'Yisrael. Every keli, every vessel in the Mishkan had with it a nest which illustrated to each one who saw and realized and recognized what was happening, to what extent the brain started to care for them. The Rabbi Chazal tell us was in a space that was too small for the oven really to rest. Nevertheless, the market where the oven was contained an oven which measurements were too large for the space. The Malayla, which was lit by the Kohen every day with the same measure of oil in all each of the seven taps of the Malayla. The seventh one stayed burning. It was the Erva Koike. But it stayed burning. All those that were supposed to stay alight during the night time, they stayed alight. And then they went out when it became day. Ne'amah Rabbi, the western light, remained alight. And the Kohen lit the rest of the lights the next day from the Ne'amah Rabbi. And that's coming. Every day, the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash Rishon Kohanim, there was this nes. And that's coming. Oil, which couldn't last longer, lasted longer for everyone to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam cares for us. Eidus hu Yisrael. Shashkina Shoyla B'Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam Shkina is here. He cares. The Shulchan, and let the Chazal tell us, the table on which the bread was taken every year of Shabbos, was only removed after a week. Sidukon ke Sidukon, at the time when they took it off after a week, bread lying open on the table for a whole week was warm and fresh. The same as the moment when it was put on the shulchan, when it came out of the oven, and everyone could see that mess. And that mess continued week after week. There was a mizbeach at the toilets. This week, Sedler, there was a learned from Sedler. Mizbeach at the toilets, where they bought the incense. Brought it up and blowing cold in the beach farm every day. There, I have to tell you, was a wooden box, amo al amo, covered with a coating of gold,
You know, there's an fire officer today who's going to pass this building that has a wooden box with a coating of gold where you're going to put glowing coals twice a day. And Chazal tell us it never melted. The gold didn't melt. The wooden didn't catch fire. And you could watch this mess every day in the Mishkan and the Mesamikdash. Shechina. It's all to show that the Shechina is going to be destroyed. And if you come out from the Mishkan, you come closer to the Chatzah, to Mizbeach HaChitzoy, the Mount of Nissen that continued there. In the time of the Mishkan, there was a fire the first day Tommy took it out of his Mizbeach. The fire was never enough. It continued and continued, and the few blocks that they bought there, Shnei Gezrei Eitzim, suggested it shouldn't look like a completely burning without any substance. But it was continuous to Reichen HaShomayim, and even when they traveled in the Midbar, it crouched down. Who stepped onto the side of the Mishkan of the Mizbeach and was covered by the Big Day Slav, and he went to the next place. Is it? Besides the mace, which has continued in the time of the Beis Hamikdash as well, the Shomim, perhaps in the Beis Hamikdash of Idanes, the Shomim, the rain never ever in any way dampened the fire. The fire wasn't affected by any rainstorm. The winds never disturbed the smoke from the Mizbeach. It's in Galuyim. Shira, Shoyra v'Yisroel, that Dochas Hashem was clear to everyone to see. The boy Numer describe the mess that we're not so much aware of, perhaps. When you think about it, so why did it ask? The halacha is, Shivrei Kvei Cheres, if you put Kodshei Kodoshim in a Kvei Cheres, in an earthenware vessel, you have to break that vessel. Where was it? Thrown, had to be thrown next to the Mizbeach. How many hundreds of kovanos in the earthenware vessels were thrown and broken and thrown against the Mizbeach? You want a hatasoi, the feathers were taken off of the bird and thrown next to the Mizbeach. The crop of the bird that they have to take off, go next to them there. Kuvakadesh, next to them there. So what are the crops are supposed to look like next to them is there? Like a garbage place. Full of all this stuff. So the Gemara says, that's the one, never the problem. Because you may play tennis. Was Hadesh, void of the night. All these things, in blowing the coin, they were swallowed up in the paper of the floor. The nest of Vias Koyrach, and he gave one the same. Did it ever happen to Vias Koyrach? Have a look. The earth opened up, was one of the night. It was a mission that happened continuously in Mishkan. That's Hashkor, Hashkina. That's the unterste Shura. Understanding how Hashem is Korach demonstrated his presence to Klal Yisrael because he wanted you to know that this world is continuing, is just guided by Hashem is Korach, controlled by Hashem is Korach.
and the place and the people for whom he shows his interest and his care. That's what Mishnah's all about. In the time of Beis Hamikdash, that's what Klal Yisrael saw with Beis Hamikdash. The Purim in the Olam. There was an ass. They used to turn their heads around according to how the Rebbeinu Shalom's relationship with Klal Yisrael that particular time was. The man Kalaishin, the Rebbeinu Shalom, and Hazal tell us the Purim faced each other. And as man Shain, Ois and Kredish and Mohan, they turned away from each other. Klal Yisrael could see. He could lift up the Poroikas, the curtain that divided between the Kredish and the Kredish Kedoshi, which was opposite the Eichon, and opposite the door of the Eichon. And they could see. And every time Klal Yisrael or Oila, you know, the Rego, the Tayo tells us, the Chabal tells us, they used to raise the Poroikas, and they used to see the Kruvim embracing each other face to face. And the Chayanim used to declare, "Uhu, Chibaska, Nifnei Amokai. See how the Rebbeinu Shlomo loves you." Was it difficult in those days to recognize that Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kvoidai, where you could go to a place and see Hashem Yisbarach's contact with your own eyes? That's mana eyes. That's what the Mishkan did. That's how Klal Yisrael were raised to appreciate the presence of Hashem, the care of Hashem, the protection of Hashem, and the continuous control of everything that goes on in the brain. And from there, like the Ramban, the famous Ramban, who speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, which obviously is connected with the Mishkan, as it says in the Brit Parsha, that all through the Mishkan, at the end of the Mishkan, the Nesha Mishkan, you know that the Rebbeinu took us out of Mitzrayim. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim was that time where Hashem Yisbarach exposed Klal Yisrael to the way that he is in the full control of everything in the Bria, everything in creation. Umin ha-nissim ha-goyim ha-pusomim, or the noyder ha-nissim ha-nissorim, as the Ramban says, from these great Nisim ha-mufusomim, the great miracles that the Rebbeinu Shalom made so public. Adonoyde v'nisim ha-nistorim. A person will understand from the revealed Nisim, from the revealed miracles, to what extent everything in this world is Nisim. But it's Nistorim. It's coming out, it's concealed. And the Rebbeinu Shalom always make it so clear and reveal it so much. Chaining on Chaylin with Taylor's Moshe Rabbeinu, we have no Chaylin in Taylor's Moshe. If we don't believe, she called the Reinu, Mikreinu, Kulam, Nisim, Einwen, Tevam, in Hovesh, Oilon, Klal. That's our Emuna, Rabbis. There's no such thing as cause and effect. There's one called Bailey Oilam. And it all depends. In the Yaisam Mitzvahs, after we do the mitzvahs of Mal Hashem, Yatzlechenus Choloi, then our reward will be our success. In Yavar Aleich Hashem Sholem, if we don't go in the ways of the Vayishon and want us to go, Yatzlechenu Oim Choy. And that we could see in the Mishkan, that Shechina. The Lashon of the think on Rishon LeKim when he speaks about this idea, this concept of Shechina, he adds a few words. He says in the Midrash, Hashkochosoi, Hashkochosoi, Yoyser Mufusemes, the Hindus name called the Nisim Ha'oivim and Leagim and Mokim Amigos. What you hear and more reveal, the Yoyser was present in the time of the Pesach Amigos. So the miracles that happen continuously in the Midrash. And then he said a few words. Gan bizman ha'chumber, loy zozo shchino, hikoyser ma'arovi, להשקיח ולהשקיף על פרוטי הומה ישראליס להציל אויסם מכל ישראל. It started in the Beis Hamikdash, it was clear and revealed. You know what it says? It's still there. Chazal tell us. The oilam leizozo shkina mikreisam. The shkina didn't give us in time. The Shekhinah is still present over the Kaiser Mahavi. Come with Marachuba, my daughter Shekhinah, the Kaiser Mahavi. The Hashkia, for the Hashkia, the Voynish Leiden is looking after us and looking down at Protei Uma Yisrael on the details that the Tal Yisrael need every part. The Hatzin Oysam Yisrael Yisrael to save them from Kaiser Yisrael, from the things that are happening in the world. You know what that means? The Oilam is all the Shekhinah of the Kaiser Mahavi. I heard from my letter in the Lofiyan in the book. What does it mean, the Oilam is all the Shekhinah of the Kaiser Mahavi? He said, why is the Kaiser of Mahavi standing today? Ask the question in the United Nations. Why is the Kaiser of Mahavi standing today? Arabs, not our best friends, they had it in their hands for 20 years when it was still fighting. Not to talk about previous ages. Just talk about that. And they knew we should blow up the Kaiser Mahavi, a knife in the heart of every youth. Why didn't they do it? Well, who is frightened of? The Security Council would condemn them, so on. Why did they not do it? Do you know why they didn't do it? Because there's a medrash in Shir HaShirim. This is what my letter said. We go all the way up to Shir HaShirim. On the pasuk, Hinei hu oimei ha'achar kosleim. Kloima HaMelech, the time when he built the Beis HaMikdash, said those words, Hinei hu oimei achat kosleinu, describing the love, the care of Hashem Yisborach for Klal Yisroel. And hinei hu oimei achat kosleinu, the friend of Klal Yisroel, the lover of Klal Yisroel, is standing behind the wall. Magiach nach loinois, meitzis minach rakim. He's looking through the windows, peering through the cracks. Chazal come, and Chazal was written 2,000 years ago, the time of Chumash. What does it mean? Hinei hu oimid achat kosleinu. Zeh koisel ma'arovi. Kosleinu means the koisel ma'arovi. The lama. In Asia Nizba, Kodesh Volku, She'enoi, Chore, Ve'oilo. Wash my medals. Chazal, 2,000 years ago, dared to say and make such a statement. If they didn't have more HaKadosh, if they weren't sure that Hashem is God Himself, or the source of their knowledge, would they dare to say such a thing? It will never, ever be destroyed. Anyone who knows history knows that the melting pot of nations, of emperors, all went, all cost in the shrine. None of them were friends of the union. Each one of them could have easily destroyed the Christian. And Chazal exposed themselves. Let's think about Chazal. Chazal exposed themselves. Could they say, undertake responsibility that this will never ever be destroyed? What happened if it would be destroyed? Then you can take all the precaution for the knowledge. They don't know what they're talking about. They weren't afraid. Rayada said that all kinds of slogans have been written over the coast. Correct ones are mistaken ones. And he said the right one was never written over the coast. Because the coast, we don't need the coast. The mock and amigosh. But really, you don't need the coast, you need the mock. So that's the closest mock. Why do we need the coast? You know why we need the Kaisel? We can the Torah mina shomayim. Anyone who needs a chizuk, that Torah mina shomayim. Anyone who needs a chizuk, that every word of Chazal is inspired mina shomayim. Every interpretation of Chazal in the pasuk, whether it's in Aloha or in Angoda, is Mina Shomayim. You're proof to the Kaisel. That's why it stands. A monument. The Torah of Mina Shomayim. Nishbat with his Volkush in the Chol and Oilam. They dared to say that at the time when it was still standing. And it's standing today. May Eilam, May Zolo, Shechina, Mikreisel, Maravi, the nest that the Kreisel Maravi is standing today is a continuation of the Shechina, is a continuation of that revelation that the Ribbono Shel Olam, Benitlo, showed at the time of Beis Hamikdash, to all the nisim that happened in the Mokum HaMikdash, the continuation of that nes, the continuation of that lesson that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to take with us with our lives, wherever we are, that Lord Cholol Oles Chvoidoi, the window to look into, see that the Ribbono Shel Olam cares for us. The Ribbono Shel Olam protects us. That all that happens in the world is controlled and guided by Him. The Toivas Klal Yisrael. The monument that stands and gives a testimony to that is the Christian. The Olam is all the Shechina. Chazal many ways speak about Shechina. Where you are. Two even sit together and learn Taiva. Shechina and Shvuya. Ish Veisha. Shalom Veinayim. Shechina, Shvuya. The requirements of Chazal Keras is Rambam explains that in Halacha very clearly when you daven, you pray to Hashem, you have to feel in the Omer b'fnei Hashchina. Hashchina is not a thing of the past. We have to bring the Shechina into our lives, into our homes. We have to see the Shechina all over the world. And yes, we are in Golus, so things are concealed. But the Baruch Shalom left this window of Kaisel Mahal. And we should appreciate Shechina. The Oilam is not the Shechina in Kaisel Mahal. And when we appreciate Shechina, we have to know one thing. That we need the Shechina in our homes. We need to be able to feel closer to Hashem. We need to feel aware of the presence of Hashem. And even if we only have the small window, and even if we are waiting for a greater expanse and a greater view of the Ribbono Shel Olam's caring and protection and interest and control. But we know it's there. And we need to bring it into our homes. We need to bring it into our lives. We need to recognize. That's where we started. In Baladesh Maki Bidisa. We need to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam's missing are continuously with us in our daily lives. If Shechina means Hashgacha Pratis, so what does it mean? The Ish V'Isha Ashar B'Neim, Shechina B'Neim, it means that the Ribbono Shel Olam is prepared. To reveal in this home his caring, his protection, his control, his interest in this particular home. Because the Shalom is no Shalom. The Hashgacha is not Mikra, not the Mordish. Become a consumer. We all know we live in a time every city has the same problems. The problems bringing up children, problems in Shidduchim, problems of health, problems of our loss. And people look around, research around, they go around, think this school will help, think that school will help. We need Shechina in our lives. Shechina in the home. Parents have a difficulty. How do you do it?
Maybe we don't even have it before we should. Why do we look for schools? Look, let's just look for the shtim. Do what one has to do. Everybody should be prepared to show his special care. That's not what we need. He can do everything. Of our aim is a mitzvah. And the children are not particular, and the parents are not particular to expect them to belong. Where's the shvil? Are we starting upon the Shechina? Do we appreciate that there's a revengeful who cares? Are we talking like we talk to a person? Are we talking? Are we not talking at all? Are we talking to them? And the best maybe we're talking to our student? Are we talking to Hashem? Are you the Tiknei Hashechina? Do we have a picture in front of our eyes? That there's a revengeful who cares? And the Rebbeinu Shlomo can hear, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is waiting to know to what extent we want to be close to him, so that he should be close to us. Know, and things don't go the way we like them to go. And there are periods of darkness in our lives, and periods of darkness in history. When there's uncertainty in our lives, when there's insecurity in the world, all of us know one thing, that everything is guided by Hashem. But how much are we aware of that? To what extent are we living that? That everything depends on Hashem. And even in the darkest moments, which all of us have, to go through different times in our lives. That's the moment when we have to find Hashem. Again, Yehuda says, Yehisha Abriteach, this is Briteach Hashem. Briteach Hashem, Rabbi Yehuda describes, doesn't mean that everything's going to turn out the best. Briteach Hashem means that the Baruch is in full control. And he knows what's best for me. I don't know. And even in the darkness is there to provide light. That's the Baruch. Yesha v'teach lahamim b'mol tzukosa, says Rabbi Yehuda. And v'teach Hashem has to believe in the tightest moment of his thoughts. Ki yeh ha-choysha sivas ha-oy. That the choysha, the darkness, is the cause. It precipitates, it produces light. And Rabbi Yehuda brings the pasuk, and the pasuk is very interesting. We have to take note of the pasuk, because the pasuk is talking about history. The pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael. It is supposed to be Michal where Klal Yisrael say, "Al tislechi or yatini, my enemy should never rejoice when we fall."
altis kukulayanti. In nopalti kamti. In yoshati bahoishach Hashem oili. Is that well? I don't know. You know, I'm sitting in darkness. So the body is showing on my light. Hazal explained that also. That's the meaning of this. God is a light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel is the source of light. The darkness. That's a woman. To grow. To take Hashem Yisbarach and see the Shechin in our lives. And in the darkness, get a hold of that Shechin. That brings us to light. The marshal, to understand it, I label the marshal, I think, just to illustrate this a little bit clearer. Yes, we say there's a light at the end of the tunnel. That's not for our emunah. The best illustration for that would be a person was in a cell, he was in prison for life. Had no hope to ever get out of that. All of a sudden, he gets a note from a group of his friends, and they tell him, you know what, we're digging a tunnel outside the prison. And we're digging it, it's going to come out underneath your cell. One day, you're going to hear a tapping on the floor of your cell. Lift up the stone from there, and you see a tunnel. Go through that tunnel. They waited. One day came a knock on the floor. He lifted up the stone. He saw a tunnel. He went into the tunnel. The tunnel, as you can imagine, was dug by people fighting for their lives. They didn't have an inch more than they needed. It was a very narrow tunnel. Very tight. He went into that tunnel. Pitch black. Not a ray of light. He squeezed himself in. He pressed himself forward. There's no ventilation. He cannot suffocate. He was looking back. Then he didn't believe. Just press forward, press forward, go forward. However difficult it seems. Because this is the way to freedom. It wasn't a light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel was bringing me to light. And however difficult it is, it's worth it. If I persevere, if I trust that this tunnel brings me to light, then I can survive all the pressures. Yes, and I'll be there, Abraham in the mold, Sukkosa, in every situation, we have to know this. Kia, Hoysha, Siva, Soloi. But that can only be when we bring the Shechin into our lives. We can only believe that and trust that. When we recognize the Ibrahim Shoinam and all the other circumstances, in our successes, we've seen Hashem in Torah. In every child, we saw a blessing to thank the Boy Yisrael for. In every day that we have Parnasa, we thank the Boy Yisrael. Every day that we were healthy, every time he came out from the Beis HaKodesh, we said, Hoy Feich Obosa, Umapti Rasois. And we recognize the Nisim that the Boy Yisrael was doing for us every day, every moment. We allow the Shechina because we saw the Shechina. Because the Oilam is not the Shechina because it's not is obviously Vaishnava cares for us. And we can go through life, go through the goddess, and we come out of the goddess. Absolutely Vaishnava. Even after Buddha was there, the Lord, which I think that he had a lot of joy with me. Krishna is still a soul. You know, there's an interesting thing why I'm Buddha. Rather, everybody should know it's not the mystery of God. It's the big one. It's the idea. Why? Very interesting thing. Because I'll tell us we get two types of wine, one is better than the other, and put it on the table, you make a more a very strange thing. A very mated is something the same strange for you and mated for others. And the baby boy, that boss come out, is not a very mated. So on two bottles of wine, you can say, when you think about it, why? The process of wine making. It's a lesson of flavor making. How do you make wine? Somebody never saw wine being made to halal. And you see people picking beautiful grapes from the vineyards in the best from the slopes of the best mountains. And they take a bunch of grapes, tons of grapes, and put them all in one big vat. And all of a sudden, all the villagers come along and take off the shoes and jump into the vat and start squeezing all the grapes jumping around all the destroying, spoiling the best beautiful crop of the most beautiful foods in the world. And I leave it there. For a few years, you take it. Maybe early on, you take it this high on the ground. Or you see a bottle somewhere. And leave it there for years. So, the person who's never known what wine is, never tasted wine, never known how you make wine. People are all crazy. And they're spoiling everything, the damage. And they don't care. All of a sudden, somebody takes one of these barrels and opens them up, puts them in the bottle, and pulls it up on the table, and it's a beautiful wine. That's how crazy I'm being. That's how you understand the relationships on Hawker. Everything that Vaishnava does is terrible making. There may be a fermentation process we have to go through to bring out the quality. It's terrible making. That's when the shin is in your life. When you're swimming, you just be aware of the shin. And on this, I just want to add one thing. The way to be aware of the shin is Boaz. Notice that all the Emunah Nichaso appear. Emunah is lost because of that Pokemon. Why not speak about Hashem Yisbor? And I'm not talking about the superficial Bor Hashem and Yud Hashem, you don't even know what you see. But I'm talking about just saving the ganze Hans, which we try. Talk about it. Can you feel His presence? Can you be bringing the Shekhinah in your home? So with your behavior amongst each other, recognize the Shekhinah. Do you know why Isha Isha? Shalom Benin, Shekhinah Benin. I'll tell you the secret. The secret is that nobody can hurt my feelings if the person doesn't want me to be hurt. So why blame another person? If we blame you. Somebody didn't understand my sensibility. I didn't know that. It comes from the place. The Kinnah says, Lava is seeking to drop the table bench. You should not tell what you can't do, but it doesn't have to be. Now, when people are allowed to intervene, so why is it not something? Maybe they made a mistake, maybe they did it, maybe they did it, whatever. Angry punishment in your lives. So that's the lesson of Mishkan at this time. Mishkan is Shekhinah. Mishkan tells us that there are times when the punishment reveals himself, makes contact with us in our lives, gives us a place from which to see in a more concrete and tangible form his presence. And his caring, and his protection, and his interest. So that makes our life easier. And there are times when the Baruchel covers it up. But he never covers it up or conceals it entirely. Just remember that. The Krilon, the Zolom, Shekhinah, the Krilon. That goes for our homes, that goes for our Shnot, that goes for the whole world of knowledge. We live in very uncertain times. Nobody knows what the future holds for us. But if we remember this lesson, the Oilam, the Zod, the Shekhinah, the Krishna, and if we bring the Shekhinah into our lives, from that contemplation, from that understanding the Chazal gave us, from where to recognize the Shekhinah, even in a world in which he's completely concealed, that crack makes his inner crack. That crack in our home, Shaykh Khodra.